This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. And coming up, more records that fit into our theme of train songs. That's right, it's part 2 of the study as we salute railroad travel. Plus, we'll continue our countdown of the biggest hits from this third weekend of June in 1941. Now, last hour, we heard from the Wayne King Orchestra with Maria Elena. Well, the Waltz King is also at number 5 this week with Intermezzo. The Wayne King Orchestra, again featuring violinist Herb Miska, at number 5 this weekend in 1941 with Intermezzo. The song was featured in the 1939 film of the same name, starring Leslie Howard and Ingrid Bergman. And 2 years later, the Wayne King rendition was a top 5 record, at its peak on this day 84 years ago. We have traveled back to June of 1941 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and May 27th was a big day. That afternoon, President Roosevelt asked Congress for $3 billion for more airplanes as the defense buildup continues. And that night, at 10:30 Eastern Time, FDR delivered perhaps his most important fireside chat, heard by 65 million Americans and sent by shortwave overseas in 14 languages. The president called for an unlimited national emergency, urging Americans to resist Hitlerism.
We are placing our armed forces in strategic military position. We will not hesitate to use our armed forces to repel attack. we reassert our abiding faith in the vitality of our constitutional republic as a perpetual home of freedom, of tolerance, and of devotion to the Word of God. Therefore, with profound consciousness of my responsibilities to my countrymen and to my country's cause, I have tonight issued a proclamation that an unlimited national emergency exists and requires the strengthening of our defense to the extreme limit of our national power and authority. The nation will expect all individuals and all groups to play their full part without stint, without selfishness, and without doubt that our democracy will triumphantly survive.
First reaction to the speech was one of overwhelming support for his declaration to oppose Nazism's threat to the U.S. Then came some questioning. What were the details of that opposition? The next day, the president told reporters that he would not ask Congress for convoys or for the repeal of the Neutrality Act. And the National Emergency Declaration was mainly a psychological one. It was to awaken the U.S. to the immensity of the world crisis. The most sensational international news of the speech was his assertion that the U.S. would not permit the Atlantic Islands to fall into Nazi hands. Germany shrugged its shoulders at the speech, while the British were relieved that U.S. aid was coming in the Battle of the Atlantic. And that was making headlines here in the spring of 1941. And back on the countdown, we're at number 4 with a song about a war-torn family. Here's the Jimmy Dorsey Band, My Sister and I.
The warm and lovely world we knew has been struck by a bitter frost. But my sister and I recall with a sigh the world we knew and loved and lost. My sister and I remember still a tulip garden by an old Dutch mill and the home that was all our own until. But we don't talk about that. My sister and I recall once more the fishing schooners pulling into shore and the dog cart we drove in days before. But we don't talk about that. We're learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye and then we sailed away. And we think of our friends who had to stay. But we don't talk about that. We're learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye and then we sailed away. And we think of our friends who had to stay. But we don't talk about that.
Bob Everly, in fine voice, as always, with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. There, My Sister and I. That's holding position number 4 on the Billboard sales chart this week in 1941. 2 weeks ago, it was the number 1 hit in the land. And next week, it would boomerang back to the top spot. Well, here in America in June of 41, While we're debating whether we should be involved in the conflicts around the world, there's no debate for the Europeans, they're in it. And it's been a rough go in the UK over the last month or so. On May 10th, the House of Commons was damaged in an air raid by the Luftwaffe, and London goes up in flames again in the worst German incendiary attack on the city since December. More than 3,000 people are killed, but once again no German invasion materializes. That same day, a deputy in the Nazi Party, Rudolf Hess, parachutes into Scotland. Dodging anti-aircraft fire, he parachutes onto a field about 12 miles from Donegal Castle, the home of the Duke of Hamilton. Hess wants to see the Duke. Instead, he's arrested as a war criminal. Hess was hoping that Britain would accept Germany as an ally and support a war against the Soviet Union, which began this weekend, early Sunday morning, at 3:15 a.m., June 22nd. Operation Barbarossa begins, with German and Axis forces comprising 183 divisions, 3,300 tanks, 7,100 guns, and nearly 2,000 aircraft launching the biggest military operation in history on an 1,800-mile front from Finland to the Black Sea. Three army groups were supported by powerful panzer armies and Luftwaffe bomber fleets. The overall objective was to destroy the Soviet forces in Western Russia by the autumn and occupy the European part of the Soviet Union. The Red Army seemed unprepared for the assault and offered only limited resistance, which allowed the panzer divisions to advance up to 50 miles and take out 12 Soviet divisions. That night from London, Winston Churchill addressed the people of Great Britain.
It follows, therefore, that we shall give whatever help we can to Russia and to the Russian people. We shall appeal to all our friends and allies in every part of the world to take the same course and pursue it as we shall. Faithfully and steadfastly to the end. We have offered to the government of Soviet Russia any technical or economic assistance which is in our power and which is likely to be of service to them. We shall bomb Germany by day as well as by night in ever-increasing measure, casting upon them month by month a heavier discharge of bombs and making the German people taste and gulp each month a sharper dose of the miseries they have showered upon mankind.
Winston Churchill from this Sunday night, 1941, on the German invasion of the Soviet Union. And we're heading back to the countdown now, and we're up to number 3 with another version of the Hutsut song. Here's the Freddie Martin Orchestra.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, some boys would sit and fish and dream when they should have been in school. They couldn't read or write a word, but happiness they found in a little song they heard. Here's how it would sound.
Hut's a rollin' on the river, and a brawl, a suin. Hut's a rollin' on the river, and a brawl, a suin. Hut's a rollin' on the river, and a brawl, a suin. Hut's a rollin' on the river, and a brawl, a suin.
Now the Rawlson is a Swedish town. The Rillera is a stream. The Prala is the boy and girl. The Hutsut is their dream.
Hutsut rolls and on the Rillera and the Prala, Prala Suin. Hutsut rolls and on the Rillera and the Prala Suin.
On the river, and a brawler suit.
Record number three this weekend in 1941, the Hutsut Song. Freddie Martin's orchestra featuring Eddie Stone, who played violin and sang quite a bit for the orchestra, as he did on that record, which was headed up to number two. The biggest hit for the band since Isle of Capri back in 1935. Well, because you're listening to this show, the radio is on, so let's go around the glowing dial and see what's playing. Some new shows this season include Inner Sanctum, that started in January, Duffy's Tavern began in March, and the crime drama Bulldog Drummond debuted in April. And this week would be the last show for Pot of Gold. Boy, it was a hit for a few seasons, but the downfall came due to an investigation into it being a lottery, which is not allowed on radio. The show would come back in 1946, by the way. And some of our favorites on the radio, of course, lots of soap operas during the day. Ma Perkins is number one, The O'Neills number two, Pepper Young number three. Those are all on NBC Red. And CBS has Life Can Be Beautiful, Road of Life, and Kate Smith Speaks at noon every day. And for the kids in the afternoon, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. For the weekends, The Shadows, the big hit, along with the Moylan Sisters, and a rare Saturday morning dramatic series, Lincoln Highway. There were stories of people scattered along the 3,000-mile U.S. Route 30, which stretched from Philadelphia to Portland. And then in primetime, we got news from Lowell Thomas and H.V. Kaltenborn. Along with their daytime show, Kate Smith was also on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Of course, the regulars, Bing Crosby, Major Bowes, Frank Morgan and Fanny Bryce, Walter Winchell. And the top three, Bob Hope, Bergen and McCarthy, and number one, Jack Benny. Fibber, McGee, and Molly were number four this season, and it's their finale on Tuesday night, and the McGees are going to Hollywood for vacation this summer, and Wallace Wimple drops in to say goodbye.
Hello, Mr. McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, hi, Wimple.
Won't you come in and sit down, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. McGee. I just wanted to come and tell you goodbye for the summer and wish you a very nice vacation.
Well, thanks, Wimple. You going away yourself?
No, I don't think so. I should go away for my health, but my wife doesn't want me to.
Oh. Well, why don't you go away if it's for your health?
The healthiest thing I can do, Mrs. McGee, is not argue with my wife. Well, it was on a vacation trip that I met her, you know.
Oh, on a vacation trip. That's very romantic.
Yes. She was paddling a canoe and it tipped over. I swam out and rescued her.
Oh, that's wonderful. A hero.
That was very brave of you, Mr. Wimple.
Yes. Sometimes I wish I had it all to do over again.
The ever-suffering Wallace Wimple, played by Bill Thompson on Fibber, McGee, and Molly, along with Jim and Marion Jordan. Well, we've got a brand new record for you this weekend in 41 from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's Herb Jeffries on the vocals of Flamingo.
Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me. Thank you. the sun meets the sea. Say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Flamingo from the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Herb Jeffries on the vocals. That's a brand new release. It would make the charts next week and reach number 13. Here on the brink of summertime in 1941, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, a chorus of bells and whistles for train songs. Yeah, the phrase came from their use on locomotives as they arrived and departed the station. Well, at the depot right now is the Glenn Miller Orchestra waiting for the Sleepy Town train. From 1942, Glenn Miller and the Band and Sleepy Town Train. On the muted cornet was Bobby Hackett. Dex Beneke played tenor sax, and the pianist was J.C. McGregor. Well, we continue with a drowsy railroad theme. Here's Nat King Cole. There's a train out for dreamland.
Ding dong, ding dong, hear a bell ringing, all the children singing, you'll be singing too. Ooh, hear a whistle blowing, soon they'll all be going, you'll be going too. There's the train out for dreamland that rides on a peppermint rail. It only stops at ice cream stations to pick up Cracker Jack mail. There's a train out for dreamland. It's run by a chocolate brown bear. It puffs around a candy mountain as it sails through the air. You'll see a big white snowman who melts when he hears you laugh. A singing mouse, a licorice house, and a funny looking jelly bean giraffe. All aboard now for dreamland. We'll choo, 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 choo to the skies. So if you want to go to dreamland, well then just close your eyes.
There's the Nat King Cole Trio along with the Frank Duvall Orchestra. There's a train out for dreamland. Now, over the years, that tune has become a Christmas song with all the delicious candy imagery, but it wasn't released for the holidays. It was part of a 1947 album, a 78 RPM collection, titled King Cole for Kids. Well, this next number is not on the express line. It's a very slow mover. Here's Cy Oliver's orchestra aboard the Sentimental Train.
Taking me back to where I belong.
From 1951, Cy Oliver's orchestra with vocals from the Tune Timers. I don't know who the Tune Timers were. Obviously a one-woman, two-man trio. I know Oliver used the Ray Charles Singers on a number of his tracks during that time period. So maybe they were members? I really don't know. Or perhaps they were just session singers for Decca Records. But whoever they were, they had a nice sound with Cy Oliver's orchestra aboard the Sentimental Train. Part of our second go-around with train songs on Seems Like Old Times. You've tuned in to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our trip down memory lane has us sauntering back 84 years to June of 1941. And now let's do sports. And we start with baseball, where the Indians lead the American League by 3 games over the White Sox. The Yankees are 5.5 behind. And in the NL, the Cardinals are 1.5 up on the Dodgers. And it would be a Yanks-Dodgers World Series come fall, with New York winning in 5. Notable events, Mel Ott's 2-run homer on June 1st gave him number 400 for his career. It also produced his 1,500th RBI. And the next day, June the 2nd, the baseball world mourned as Lou Gehrig passed away at the age of 37 from ALS. Joe DiMaggio went 2-for-5 on Sunday in the Yanks' 6-5 win over the Tigers. His hitting streak is now 35 games. He caught a break earlier this week in Game 30 on June 17th against the White Sox. His easy ground ball to shortstop Luke Appling took a bad hop, or a good hop, hit Appling in the shoulder and deflected away for a base hit. Now on Friday, the Giants and Pirates played to an 11-inning tie because an inning could not start after 11:50 p.m. The game was held up in the fourth inning so fans could listen to a broadcast of the title fight between local Pittsburgh favorite Billy Kahn and champion Joe Louis. Kahn gave up his light heavyweight title to face Louis. 54,000 crowded the Polo Grounds, and Kahn was leading on points when he decided to trade punches with Louis and got KO'd. In golf, Craig Wood became the first to win the Masters and the U.S. Open in the same year. The man who many thought was jinxed by Gene Sarazen's double eagle at Augusta in 1935 broke through in memorable fashion, winning the Masters by 3 over Byron Nelson. He also won the Open by 3. Horse racing, Whirl Away won the Triple Crown. The chestnut colt with a long tail was ridden by Eddie Arcaro.
Friends, Spam, S-P-A-M, a perfect blend of pork shoulder and tender ham, has become a word in the American language that means downright delicious food. Originated and made only by Hormel, Spam is now used by millions of families regularly. This tender meat has a flavor all its own and is ready to eat as soon as you open the handy can. Spam has dozens of uses. Serve it cold, bake Spam for dinner, fry slices for breakfast. Promise yourself you'll try one new way to serve Spam tomorrow. Use the easy recipes on the label. You'll soon discover serving Spam cold or hot is a quick, thrifty way to give your family grand-tasting meat.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, and now we get back to the countdown. And at number 2, we've got more Jimmy Dorsey. And once again, vocals by Bob Eberle.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to a prayer. Maria Elena, can't you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like the echo of a sigh. And when you're near, my heart can't speak above a sigh. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two to share. This love is really all I ask of you. Thank you. man is great enough for two to share this love is really all I ask of.
Song number two in the USA this weekend in 1941, Maria Elena, Jimmy Dorsey's band, featuring Bob Everly at the microphone. That was on the flip side of Green Eyes. That was in second place this week after being number one last weekend, and would get back on top in 2 weeks. Now, Jimmy held the number one spot from March 29th through July 5th for every week except 2 weekends, this being one of them. And then he'd tack on 5 more weeks starting in late August. All right, let's hop back on the train songs now, and a few minutes ago, we had Aboard the Sentimental Train. Well, now we're taking a sentimental journey, and we're going with the Merrimax version. And listen especially in the second half of the song, where they modulate the melody a number of times to give the feeling of a moving train. Here are the Merrimax.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time I leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Stone gets to feeling alone when home sweet home is far away. I'm a rolling stone who's been so alone until today. Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spend each time I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time I leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven,
counting every mile of railroad track
that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Oh, why did I decide to roam? Gotta take this sentimental journey back home.
Tight harmonies of the Merrimax were the inspiration for many of the vocal groups during the big band days and beyond. And there, a creative arrangement of Sentimental Journey by Roy Chamberlain, as the Merrimax modulated the melody 8 times in the second verse. And they took that recording to number 4 on the jukebox chart in 1945 for the quartet featuring Ted and Judd McMichael, Lynn Allen, and Marjorie Garland. We're hanging out on the right side of the tracks today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we close up shop, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there, check out our show schedule, our list of affiliates, and the ever-popular, growing by leaps and bounds, Listen Now page, where you can hear archive shows on demand. If you do social media, follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. Our final train song now. Here's Roger Miller.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold.
Roger Miller with Engine, Engine number 9. That peaked at number 2 on both the country and easy listening chart and made it to number 7 on the Hot 100 in 1965. Well, that's the end of the line. We're out of train songs on today. Seems like old times. And now, we're up to the number 1 song from this weekend in 1941. But first, more news from 84 years ago. And one of the top stories recently came from the war and the Battle of the Atlantic. Germany is patrolling the ocean, trying to stop American ships from getting to Britain with goods and supplies. And on May 21st, the freighter SS Robin Moore becomes the first U.S. ship sunk by a German U-boat. Then 3 days later, in the North Atlantic, the German battleship Bismarck sinks the HMS Hood. The 21-year-old battle cruiser, the pride of the Royal Navy, fired on the Bismarck at 5:52 in the morning. The Bismarck responded with 38-centimeter shells that wreaked havoc. The Hood broke in two and went down in less than 10 minutes. Along with all but three of her 1,400 men. The Bismarck's decisive victory stunned the British nation and the world. Prime Minister Winston Churchill issued a terse order, sink the Bismarck, and every available ship was put to sea. And on May 26, the aircraft carrier HMS Ark Royal launched 15 Swordfish biplanes. They were slow, obsolete, and could carry just one torpedo. But that's all that pilot Kenneth Patterson needed. He aimed his torpedo at the center of the ship, but the Bismarck was turning away from the attack. And on the slimmest of chances, the torpedo hit the Bismarck's rudder, its most vulnerable spot. The Bismarck couldn't be steered. It was a sitting duck. The next morning, four British ships unloaded on the Bismarck, and she sustained heavy damage. And the call went out to abandon ship. Not everyone tried to save himself, though. The captain of the Bismarck, Ernst Lindemann, saluted his men in the water and went down with the ship. The news of the great naval victory was announced by the First Lord of the Admiralty, A.V. Alexander.
Members of ENSA have entertained in the last few months officers and gallant men on the Hood. You will feel as I feel about their last great gallant sacrifice. But the British Navy has in all its decades of history taken good care to avenge things of that kind. And that is why this morning at 11 o'clock the Bismarck was sunk.
There were only 115 survivors out of a crew of 2,300 aboard the Bismarck, which was sunk on May 27, 1941. And here at home in the USA this third weekend of June, the number one record on the Billboard sales chart was by the Sammy Kay Orchestra, Daddy.
La-da-da, la-da-da, da-da-da. La-da-da, la-da-da, da-da-da.
say. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. She had a man rich, tall, dark, handsome, large and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you wanna get the best for me, Lea, Lea. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with fabulous labels. Daddy, you wanna get the best for me, la da 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 da. Here's an amazing revelation, with a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation, I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you wanna get the best for me.
Very popular orchestra led by 31-year-old Sammy Kay from Rocky River, Ohio. With vocals by the Kay Choir, that was Daddy. That's the fourth number one for the Kay Band, and it's spending its first of eight non-consecutive weeks at the top of the charts this weekend in June in 1941. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.